We're up on a deadline for these two. Let's get it
rolling. All right, I'm ready.
Let's make some magic.
Woo!
I just said that, seriously.
Yeah.
Were you here to call me out on it? Are you going to...
No. Who did I call? Oh, I was calling out that guy earlier.
What guy?
About your magic pal.
Oh, I might have been watching some
in his
Magic
Kip
the Gathering
voice.
Videos. What?
Yeah.
Luis Scott Vargas is not to be mocked.
I guess not. I mean, he's good at his craft.
Exactly. It's not the coolest craft on earth, but we're sitting behind microphones for an audience of tens.
What's wrong with that?
Glass houses, my dear, glass houses. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me, Allison Frank.
Hi.
If you hear this, you're thinking to yourself, first and foremost, how do I get more of it? Well, the answer in papasbasement.com, because every Monday and every Thursday, you get another episode of the show uploaded, a bunch of my writing as well.
Which is
also
good. You've been pumping it out lately.
I have been.
Yeah.
I've been forcing myself. Because
I was going to leave a comment, but then I saw you had to do your email and all that, and I just thought,
you can put a fake email. Like, it doesn't need a real email.
It doesn't? Well,
yeah.
Maybe our listeners are that way, too, and they're like, what? Email? Screw that. I'm not leaving comments.
No, just put, like, blow@me.com. Everyone gets the joke. No one has your email. It's perfect.
Oh.
It works on two levels.
I gotcha.
Just like most of our humor.
Yeah, because I saw the way back too, so I was gonna leave you a little comment on that.
You should have.
Well, I didn't. I was just.
Well,
like,
I know.
I
know you didn't.
What's all this email garbage? I gotta leave.
Just make a fake one. It doesn't confirm or anything.
Yeah. Now I know, and knowing's half the battle. And all now you've educated all of our fans, all of our tens of fans.
Are you happy you can talk now?
Yeah, but you know what? This thing sounds yucky.
I'm just saying, Will isn't here for this episode. Are you happy you can talk?
Literally,
words are now escaping edgewise, as the expression goes.
You interrupted quite a bit yourself, so.
Well, Will and I are like jackals.
Yeah.
And you throw a piece of meat down, and you're the runt of the litter.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there like, I don't think I'm going to eat today. And you're not. Will and I are just tearing big hunks out of that thing.
Well, whatever. It's your show, so I don't mind.
Yeah.
I can take a back seat.
You get your free meal. You don't care.
Yeah. But this mic sounds really weird,
I got a tear in my eye. You sound like real radio now.
Oh, I do.
You're bitching about a mic. Now you just need to say that the producers don't know what they're doing.
They don't.
And that the levels are all wrong.
But I do like Skip. I think he's gonna make us donuts.
You mean Paul, not Skip?
I call him Skippy, Skipper, Skipperoo.
I don't think Paul's making you donuts.
Skiptastic.
Just putting that out there.
I think you might if I asked. Let me keep cranking that wheel, see if we don't get some donuts.
You'll get hooked up. Let's finish our intro.
Okay.
Show's website's got a new episode, hour long, every Monday and every Thursday. My writing fills in the gaps in between those.
Wow.
Except on the weekends, because that's when the internet dies.
Oh, that's right.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at
traffic.
It
just shuts down.
If people aren't working, the internet doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I mean, in Chantilly.
No, everywhere.
In that corner.
Who uses the internet really when they're not working? I mean, we do.
Everybody does.
We don't work. You use it in one way. You use it like in a civil, normal amount of usage kind of way.
Yeah, but we all
don't. You remember what a desk job is? Do you not remember how desperate
I've never had a desk job.
I did one for 2 years. First, I had to learn a bunch of non-pornographic websites that I could look at. And second, I could not stay off them.
Yeah.
I would just be on profootballtalk.com like, it's been 10 minutes. Where's the new article?
Update.
Yeah. Bring it.
I'm bored at work.
Bring it, Florio.
But that's what we are for all those people who have desk jobs. All of our tens of fans.
We've been blocked in a lot of places. But yeah, nowadays you can just stream stuff from your phone.
Yeah.
I do kind of wonder if desk jobs have gotten a whole lot better because you can look at just porn.
But we're not nasty. I mean, you guys are nasty sometimes.
Somehow we wound up on a whole bunch of filters, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe just like 4 years ago, there's some article I wrote that contains the words like ass jammers or something like that.
Oh.
And that's enough to trip a filter and be like, it is a hardcore gay pornography site, this Papa's Basement. I don't really know. I don't think we've actually been singled out. I think these filters kind of look for keywords.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense for a porn site because what are they bragging about? It's like loads upon loads. On the biggest and roundest you've ever seen. I can see how that doesn't sneak by so well.
Of books on your round end tables. So what's so wrong with that?
Oh, you're so innocent. That adorably little Polish brain of yours.
That's right.
Like a walnut. Like a pink walnut.
Full of sunshine.
You want us on Twitter because we're very active there.
Yeah, except I really haven't been. But.
Well, I try to be funny. You put up sexualized photos of you
holding
juice.
No, I do not. Just because your mom said that it would get her fired from her job.
Yeah, and because my mom, well, okay.
It's me and a picture of juice. I mean, juice is very wholesome.
And your cleavage.
Yeah, cleavage.
And cleavage
of hoy. I'm fully clothed.
You know, so are the Sports Illustrated models who have like paint on their nipples. Technically, that's not pornography either. But I don't think my mom could show that. You with just lemon watermelon smoothie over your fun bags. I don't think she could show that in her work magazine.
I'm not doing it to have a wet t-shirt contest.
She's trying to
juice.
Throw you a bone. My mom edits a publication for the FAA. That's her day job, I guess. So the writing is strong in me.
Yeah.
Comes through the DNA. And
I mean, your brother's writing's good, too, when he writes and does all that.
I don't know the last time he did that. Trying to wiggle out of a ticket, maybe?
Oh, I don't. I mean, just even personal stuff or like with his songs, his music and stuff like that.
That's very different.
It is different, but you still need it. And when he writes, he can use grammar and those kinds of things. He's good at stringing a sentence together. So.
Well, my mom puts together a magazine.
Yes.
She wanted to throw you a bone because all the time on Facebook, all you post are these pictures of you.
Yeah.
With these fancy juices you've made. And they look delicious.
They are delicious.
It looks like when there's like an ad for Kellogg's and they've dumped Elmer's glue onto the cereal.
To make it look like frosting or whatever.
Or when you see a Big Mac and it looks like it isn't two rat flats between three pieces of bread. And it actually looks like a burger. That's what your juices look like.
Yeah.
They're very
but they're real. I don't
refreshing.
Doctor them up.
I get you don't. So she wants to put it out there like, hey, this girl is a friend of my son's. Look at what she can do.
Right.
To her button down work buddies. And you're like, here's a picture, Maria. And it's like you holding a pitcher like a beer wench.
No, it isn't.
Full of what kind of smoothie? Mangoes and
it was
pork
pineapple.
Bones. I don't know what you make them out of.
Pineapple and beets.
Pineapple and beets. Yeah. And then your jugs are out like they are in half of your Facebook photos.
But they aren't out.
They are.
Like I'm fully clothed.
Really?
Yes.
You're wearing what looks like a tank top that the Hulk got halfway through tearing.
It's a full t-shirt.
And then he got lazy.
It's a full t-shirt. It is ripped.
Like Mr. Hogan was just like, and then just stopped.
I see what you're saying, but I am fully clothed.
I think everyone, if I wanted to be dumb, I could say Stevie Wonder sees what I'm saying. Like your every photo is your jugs hanging out. And then you just walk
to
in here.
To you, they're
and you're
hanging
like,
out.
No, what is it? Well, it's the same way everyone sees the dirtiness in my humor. And I'm like, well, it's funny too. And they're like, yeah, but you dropped 8 C-bombs to get to that funny.
I mean, you're making it sound like everyone doesn't want to like, you know, grease up their arm with baby oil and just put it on my underboob or something.
You're just this close to like taking a picture with like a banana in front of your crotch blocking the payload and you're wearing nothing else. And then your hand across your chest. And you're like, look what I made for juice today. And then you're like, why does everyone see this sexualized?
I just want people to be healthy.
Coconut milk dribbling down your knuckles.
Oh my goodness.
Why does your mind take it to this place?
These people are on Twitter. They can look at it themselves.
They can look at all your scandalous photos.
And they could see you in your beautiful tux.
At Allison Frank, Allison.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I am at Papa's Basement, kind of like the show website. Funny how that works.
Yeah, but they said that Papa's Basement, some guy's just sitting on it. So you have to have it.
Yeah. Some ass certainly is.
Why don't you just ask him to have it?
Yeah, I'm sure he's sitting on it to give it to me for free, Allison.
Just ask him.
I've tried.
It was
owned by some bitch in Ohio for 5 years, and somehow it's finally expired. Or six.
Yeah.
6 years. It's finally expired, and it looks like the domain's been released, and now it's being held by this person for another year. The trick is to not ask them, because if you ask,
then
they know
it.
There's a want.
Yeah.
If you just say, meh. Getting fine with inpapasbasement.com. Don't really need what you're selling, good sir.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll stop paying the $10 re-up.
I gotcha.
Because what do they think they're going to get out of me?
I don't know.
It's not like they're sitting on Nike.com and NikeShoes.com is just counting the minutes. No, it's Papa's Basement versus In Papa's Basement.
Yeah. So you do check every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Papa'sBasement.com has expired and released to some, at least the dumb picture of the girl going down the stairs into the basement and the words coming soon have disappeared. 6 years is not soon. People die in the span of 6 years all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the Lovely Bones took place in a span less than 6 years.
Yikes. That was a kind of a downer movie.
Right yeah, there. It wasn't so much of a knee slapper like when you hear a girl gets killed and then her spirit watches over the world to see if her killer's caught. Yeah. You hear that and you're like, oh,
This is a knee slapper.
I liked Monsters, Inc.
Get the kids.
I think I'm going to dig this one, too. Exactly. Fill up the Winnebago.
That's right.
No, Lovely Bones was depressing.
He's like, hey, don't you like forts?
Stanley Tucci actually killing her was so creepy.
That's awful. Thing is, I wouldn't fall for that. They wouldn't get me down there.
Really?
No, I mean, I've avoided a pedophile before. I was too smart for my own good. I always had street smarts.
No, you were very smart for your own good.
No, I really was. I mean,
I'm just saying to be like, I tricked myself out of getting pedophiled. It did. No, that's a good thing. That's where
I know
you were just smart enough, Allison.
But that is a true story. There was this guy, and it turned out years later that he was one of the monks from the Abbey or whatever. And he always.
Where are you claiming you grew up today? The monks in the Abbey? What Spanish monastery did you run away to? There are no monks in abbeys. We live in Virginia.
His name is Brother Arthur. That was his name.
Really?
Yeah.
Brother Brownfinger.
Apparently. It was when my parents were in drug rehabilitation and they actually got visitation there. So for family weekend or whatever, I could actually go and stay there with my parents and my stepdad.
So you're sandwiched between drug addicts and a butt finger.
Correct. Wow. This is how but anyhow,
this is how funny happens, people. This is where our sense of humor comes from.
But Brother Arthur, he was always around, and I remember there was this swing out in the woods.
Let me guess, Brother Arthur gets behind you to push the swing and then he goes, look, no hands.
It was a really cool swing. It went really high.
It was a crotchless swing.
I don't think we could do this episode.
Oh, we can tell it. I didn't know you were almost molested by Friar Tuck.
It's a true story. So anyhow.
I can tell from your laughter, you really were almost molested.
It really is true. So anyhow, he had this, he also had, the swing was just, I think, like, property of whatever. It wasn't really his swing, but I know that it was near the drug rehabilitation center.
Wait, so this isn't even like part of the rehab center? He's literally just like cut down 8 trees, set up a swing set in the middle of nowhere for his little photo shoots.
That's right. And my parents are just like, bah!
Was there a camera facing you?
No. But this swing actually was, it wasn't a tire swing and it wasn't, it actually had
no, it was the world's only stirrup swing.
What's wrong with that? And we had to get lotioned up so we didn't get sunburned. What's wrong with that? Even before sunblock was popular, Brother Arthur knew.
Brother Arthur.
Anyhow, did the swing was
did
fun.
Did he convince you you needed to get air where your bathing suit covered?
Children and adults. Oh, my goodness. Anyhow. The swing wasn't his. It was just something that was in the woods.
I'm just picturing a little switch right next to the chain. And every time you go past it, it triggers the shutter. Just photo after photo.
Anyhow, Brother Arthur had a cabin.
Oh, God. This is all so bad.
It is bad. And it was way out in the woods. So the swing was not his. It was just put up there by,
another ped.
Probably. No, but I mean, and the adults would go out there too. And it swung really high and it had a nice piece of wood.
Not high enough to get away from Brother Arthur.
But my parents let me go.
Is that a Polish escape? You on a swing, like, wait, I'm coming back.
Anyhow, so he had this cabin. And I can remember him. It was this cabin had like, like maybe it was, the rooms were kind of broken up. So essentially, maybe it's just like one room. But because it's out in the woods and it's just one dude, it was kind of just like, you know, Heidi's grandfather's cabin. It's not exactly well kept, or you think, ooh, I would love to just be out here. But as a kid, you know, I don't know if you guys did, but we always made, like,
I was never molested by a monk, if that's where this is going. No. So as a kid, you can stop right there. No.
Well, your mom was like a parrot on your shoulder.
Are you kidding?
She was like,
yeah,
a koala. You didn't go anywhere without your Maria backpack.
You've seen my childhood locks.
Yeah.
I was probably like prime. That was like seeing Kathy Ireland in her heyday.
Yeah.
Walking by to the peds. But no, I was well protected.
You were like, please, someone rape me.
Oh, I'm sure I strutted around the neighborhood and then they just saw my mom hanging around like a ghost. And they're like, what a C block.
Yeah. So anyhow, I went out to this cabin and I can remember him hinting around. He was like, hey, do you want to go up on that loft? And like there was only just like one ladder up to the loft, you know. And as a kid, like, this is what I was going to start to say. Like every kid builds a fort. Like every day you go out and you're like, I'm going to build a fort. Or you're going to build a fort.
Yeah, just don't molest other kids in the fort though.
No. But, you know, you do pillow forts or sheet forts in the house, and in the woods you do whatever you can find out there. And so
tree houses are the most, I look at some structures that I used to jump up and down as a kid.
Yeah.
It's a wonder my scrotum's intact.
Well, and then that was always fun. So this cabin, it was kind of cool. And that loft was really cool. And I just remember getting halfway up and I saw him coming
like
back.
The opposite of cool.
Yeah.
it sounds like Castro's house.
Anyhow.
Like, if
I can remember thinking
Amanda
to myself, if
like,
I went up that ladder,
yeah,
where's my out? That's what I was thinking as a kid. Like, well, I don't see, there's no ladder on the other side. I want an out.
Give me the whole scenario. So brother, what's his name?
Arthur.
Brother Arthur.
Correct.
B.A.
Baracus.
Is B.A. laying
Mr.
his, is he laying his rap on you? Like while your parents are in rehab.
No, I think he was just always friendly, and he was like this neighborhood monk and help you fish. And
he's a real monk.
Yeah, he's a real monk. Like,
I mean,
a lot of them had a vow of silence. And
like a pedophile living in the woods is not a monk.
No. There is an abbey. It's in Massachusetts, Spencer, Mass. I think that's where it is. So it's way
out there. Okay, so this abbey is right next to a drug rehab place.
It's not right next to it, but I think it's, you know,
he would make
in
the
neighborhood. Yeah.
It was 18 miles away.
I mean,
is
Fair Oaks in your neighborhood? No, but it's close.
You're talking about 5 miles away.
Right. But I don't know how many miles. I was a kid. What
do
I know?
5 miles.
Let's say a couple. Whatever. Who knows? Spencer, Mass is not very big.
All right. Measure it in sore heinies. How many sore heinies was it?
I don't. My heinie was not sore free.
So. Okay.
Anyhow, but I can remember going in there, and even myself, no matter what situation I got in, I always wanted
to know. You're at the rehab. You're visiting your parents.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Where does Brother Arthur? Like,
he was just everybody's friend.
So he comes down just chicken hawks.
Yeah, like Gomer Pyle and all those people. Like, hey, Andy. Hi, so-and-so. You're going to Goober's to get an ice cream, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knew Brother Arthur. He was very popular, and people knew him from being around.
He's Matt McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
Only not handsome. I don't remember him being handsome. I remember him being more like an Archie Bunker type. I mean, I could be off, but I was a kid.
I don't know many dashing pedophiles.
No, there are some, I'm sure. You know what I mean? So
really, like the mom walks in and it's like, come on, man. Could have been me.
I mean, I had several other experiences where I just got the heck out of there. And those people were handsome. So, I mean, Brother Arthur, not handsome.
So Brother Arthur would have been slumming for you. In terms of getting molested.
No, that's...
You're like, whoa, dude, I can do better. Thanks, but no thanks. I don't need a bike that badly.
Oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous. Anyhow.
So he's just milling about the drug place.
I think because it was a popular place. I don't know what it used to be before it was a drug rehabilitation center. Maybe it used to be a hospital. I don't know. Maybe he volunteered there. I mean, I don't know what they do. I know they take a lot of donations with their food and stuff like that. And so it was like a community, I don't know, probably nonprofit, whatever. Maybe he helped out there. I don't know how my parents got to know him. I mean, I was very little at that time. I was 4 and 5 years old. So, I mean, I was
all right. So little. He's milling about and he walks by you.
Right.
And he just bites his knuckle. He's just like,
I don't
oh
think
my
so.
God.
I think he probably just said, hey, like, I can take her out to the cabin or I can take her to go skim some rocks
he's
or
like,
whatever.
Where do those little legs stop?
Gross. This is disgusting. And he is disgusting. It's nasty.
Don't. Don't use such strong language on the air.
So yeah, anyhow,
you're like, boo, pedophiles, not so cool.
It is not cool. But anyhow, when I got into this cabin, I can
so
remember.
So Brother Arthur.
Yes.
Finds 5-year-old Allison.
Correct.
Let's say you're 5 instead of 4, so it's not quite so
I actually
wrong.
Believe I was probably 4, because I lived with my grandparents for a year. It was before school, so.
Yeah. All right, so it's little gypsy-looking young Allison.
Yeah.
And Brother Arthur comes down.
Yeah.
You want to do a little role play?
No.
You look lost, little girl.
I'm not lost. I know my way around.
Well, I've got this cabin then, right a couple miles
now
away.
Now you got to ask my parents. Like, I wasn't going off with him just off myself. It's not like I wasn't being
so
lured into his kitten van. My parents let me go.
Your parents who are busy vomiting out their kidneys and watching infants crawl across the ceiling
correct.
And their heads turning.
Trying to score dope in rehab.
Yeah.
Correct.
You're just like, hey, the stranger wants to take me to a cabin in the woods.
But the thing is, like, he whatever he did in the community, he was well-liked and well-known. And he
they
did a lot of stuff with kids. Obviously. I mean,
of
that's what people like.
Did.
I can't believe teacher so-and-so or coach so-and-so.
He did way too much with kids. That's the problem.
Exactly. And I mean, they are teachers and educators. You know, if you have an addiction to food, you know, you want to go to donut shops and those kinds of things. You want to go where kids are. But he was, because he was a monk and all that.
So what you're saying is every gymnastics coach ever, screen him. Screen the hell out of him.
I'm saying you should screen anyone who's around your children, whether it's for sleepovers
no, you're right.
or
These
whatever
kids
else.
Suck.
Huh?
Kids, who would willingly want to be around kids that aren't theirs? They suck.
I told you that story. I actually had my niece and nephew and a couple of their friends, and I was going through this line at Target, and I jokingly said something to the woman in front of me. She looked like maybe she was in her early 60s. And I said something to her, and the kids were happy, but they were making like happy kid noises and just laughing and joking to one another, but they were being a little bit loud. And I made a joke to her, and I said, hey, do you want to trade carts or do you want these kids? And she goes, you know what? That was one thing I never understood. She said, I had 3 kids of my own. Why the hell does anyone want to steal someone else's kids? Like, why would you steal someone else's children?
I watched them for a summer. Yeah. Kids are very good when they're doing completely what you want them to do. And the instant they don't, you're like, I wish I could smack you.
But that's not necessarily true. They are like that with their parents. But kids have a comfort when they're around their parents, too. So when they're misbehaving
like the
and acting out.
Will curses at my mom all the time.
Correct. I mean, that's true because he knows that he's.
Comfort.
He knows that your mom is not going to just discard him and throw him out. She's always going to love her son and he's always going to, you know, they
keep abuse upon her. He's always going to Brother Arthur her.
He's always. Your mom's not going to go anywhere, you know, without him. Like, that's
God
just
forbid.
Right.
She'll go one place.
I mean,
she'll
in
take
time.
The one-way journey.
In time.
Yes.
But that's why kids tend to act out at home, because they feel comfort. They know that no matter how angry their parents are, they're not like, hey, now you got to go find someplace else to live. You know what I mean? You sang that SpongeBob song one more time. Now you're never eating again. You can say those things.
Back
but when
to
they,
Arthur's, Allison.
When
no.
Anyhow, so he had this loft.
Score me some smack or back to Arthur's.
Anyhow, so he had this loft, and I remember he said, hey, wouldn't you like to go up there on that loft? But in my little brain, my head, I can remember to this day thinking, if I went up there, how am I getting out? Like, I needed an escape route. Like, in my mind, I was just thinking, if
you're
I went
a
up,
hardened
I
kid.
Want to be done. Anyhow, I can remember, and he was kind of like milling around, and I'd already seen the cabin, done the cabin thing. The loft was cool, but I wasn't willing to just hang out
Wait,
in the
so
loft.
You mean there's like a loft within the cabin?
Correct.
And it's like a half of a bunk bed type thing?
It was kind of like Little House on the Prairie, if you've ever seen the inside of their house.
I'm not 50, so no.
Anyhow, they had a little wooden ladder.
Just like when you referenced John Boy. And my mom's like, doesn't he look just like John Boy?
Yeah.
Why don't we just name check Taft while we're at it? While we're talking things I wouldn't really recognize.
Anyhow, so that was the end of that. And then I remember saying to him, like, I really wanted to get out of there. Like, I was starting to feel uncomfortable. And I just thought, hey, like, we should get out of here.
Well, so
and he was just kind of milling.
Being led to, like, a weird little attic crawl space, literally.
It's not a crawl space. It's like Little House on the Prairie. Like, they, you could probably put a loft bed up there. I think the.
Like, it's some like of half the, of an attic, I'm picturing.
Correct. But it was open to below. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it wasn't like a darkened crawl space. Like, you can see the whole upper thing.
Yeah. Like, take a normal room.
Yeah.
And then maybe 10 feet from the ceiling.
Yeah.
We're going to put like half of a floor. Like,
but that's when they have in newer homes. They have a portion where your stairway is open to below. So your great room, you can see down into it. But it's just a much smaller scale, you know, in this cabin in the woods with a pedophile.
Nothing sinister, though.
Brother Arthur.
Brother Arthur.
And so I said to him, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, where's the bathroom? Right.
And he just pointed at his mouth.
No, but you can tell, like, so he said, oh, there's no plumbing out here because we're out in the woods. But if you go
can
around
back.
Can I
hold this jar for you?
Pretty much. And he said, oh, there's a barrel out back. So you just go there by the barrel. But by that barrel, there was a corner, like it was put in the corner of this cabin.
Yeah.
And by that corner, there was like two windows in that corner of the cabin. And the barrel was right there.
There were two eyes cut out like a Scooby-Doo painting.
I felt like he was watching me.
Oh, so I just, you did give him a show, you tramp?
I stood there, and I did not go to the bathroom, right?
Okay.
And I just waited around for a minute, and I went back in, and I said, I'm all done. And he said, but you didn't go to the bathroom.
Oh!
Yeah, for real. And I said, yes, I did, and I'm ready to leave.
Oh.
And then he took me back, yeah.
Oh,
but in my little 4-year-old, 5-year-old head, I thought, busted, you creep. I'm out of here.
Oh,
for real.
You are smart.
But then it came out years later. I was
cut
like
down on the Pollock jokes.
I was like 10 or 11. And it came out like this big news story and everything broke out where he was, you know, abusing all of these kids, molesting these kids.
Were they all chicks?
I don't know.
Do you celebrate, like, the straight pedophile? He seems rare. He's more like a unicorn than the gay ped.
I don't know, but my mom, I remember my mom saying to me something, like, the news had been on, and she said, Brother Arthur got picked up, and he was molesting kids. Did he ever do anything to you? And I said, no, which he didn't. But I remember thinking, like, that could have been something. Something terrible could have happened. But me, I always kept my distance. There was a certain amount of feet, like I wanted to be. You know, you never came into my space. I think I'm like that even now with guys. Like, no guys, chicks are always saying, yeah, well, he put the moves on me. Like, guys just don't want to put moves on me because I'm so difficult to read and all that. And I think part of it is from being that type of kid where I always felt like I kind of had to protect myself. So I kind of don't.
Oh.
I'm kind of like a porcupine.
No kidding.
People
you
are
feel
like,
that
oh,
way.
I don't
How
know.
How many other creeps have you dodged?
There was a couple others. There was a couple others. Yeah.
Tell us about your other suitors.
You mean pedophiles?
Tomato, tomato.
I mean, this one was known. Like, he got caught, and it was a big news story, especially because he was a monk and all that.
No kidding. It's a good story. I'm transfixed, and you weren't even molested. You're
but
telling
just,
me the story of a strikeout at plate,
but you
and I
know,
still want to
my
hear
mom,
more.
It's funny. My mom could kind of get into these odd situations, like with the hitchhiking
really?
And all that, and being
no way,
trusting.
A druggie getting into crazy situations.
I know.
Never.
But the thing about it is that she always instilled like this sense of street smarts. And so I'm always amazed when I work with other children, like they don't really have that.
Well,
so
because
much.
Street, do you want to know what street smarts are? Trust no one, screw everyone over. That's it. There's your street smarts lesson.
But we
didn't. And then actually apply it.
But we,
here's the only hitch to street smarts. Hey, you know what you've been told about street smarts? It doesn't apply to me. But okay. You have to go, no, wait, it still does. That's it.
I mean, I honestly don't trust anyone, but I don't screw people over. And my mom didn't screw people over either.
Really?
My mom was very nice.
Why am I cashing a check in your name then once we get out of here? What kind of crap are you pulling with me?
And that's from a photography job.
But why aren't you just cashing a check? I still don't get check cashing.
Because I want the cash. I don't have any cash, and my card is coming in the mail, so I'm going to cash it.
So
I want cash.
But why am I involved? Don't you just go to your bank or any
I can, but we're riding together. We're going to drive by 100 Wells Fargo. Just pull in one and cash the check.
I don't go to Wells Fargo.
Or wherever your bank is.
It's in remote locations.
Whatever. Then just say no. Then I will cash it when I leave. I just want to cash
it. But
what
is check cash? I didn't realize I was the 1%. Until you showed up today and you're like, look, I really need this check cashed.
I didn't say I really need this check cashed. I said, hey, can you cash this check? That's it.
You're like, my numbers are due tonight.
Which number? Powerball?
Can we cash? Yeah.
I don't play numbers.
You're like, I got a feeling about my lucky numbers tonight.
Oh, gosh.
And you said, can we get this check cashed? And I'm like, wait a minute. I only see the words check cashed.
Oh, God, you're stupid.
In the bad neighborhoods next to the liquor stores. What is this?
I actually did help someone. I was in a very...
I wish we had a producer to isolate that.
Anyhow, and this, I saw this woman walking with her groceries, right? And I just thought, man, it's like 100 degrees out and she's walking with these bags of groceries. So I turned around and I said, hey, do you need a ride? And she said, oh, that'd be great. And so I got in and gave her a ride. And then she's like, oh, I tried to get my husband's check cashed. And... anyhow, it's long story short.
Was he like a Nigerian consulate?
No,
because
he was
like... Because it could have been a fraud.
She was actually 43.
Arthur didn't get you, but this lady did.
No, she didn't get me. Nobody will get me.
Really?
I can't be gotten. As I say on the radio, there's a van with knapsacks.
All right, so tell us about check lady.
And so she said something like she was trying to get her husband's check cashed, but they said that it couldn't be cashed until... like 2 or 4 o'clock, something like that. And I said, are you going to be walking there? And she says, yeah, it's down such and such. And I said, well, I have some errands to do. And if you want, I'll come back and I can give you a lift when I'm through. But I can't say a specific time or whatever. And so she said, that would be great. Anyhow, I went and did my errands and stuff. And when I went back across town, like it was 2 miles, like this lady was going to walk with her groceries. So I went back. They live in a motel. So it's like you pay by the week kind of place. Like it was really.
She's going places.
Not good. And she is. I said, hey, I was just wondering, like, how old are you? Like she looked. I'll show you her photo. I have a picture of her. And
is it like that Sal you showed me earlier? The nymphomaniac who no one would screw?
But you know what? Everyone did. And she is the one, when we were talking about my patient who had a crush on me and all of that, she actually did bang one of the patients. And she had a boyfriend. So she had a boyfriend whom she did wind up marrying and having 2 kids with. But when the... anyhow, she had an apartment that had 2 doors. And at one point, her boyfriend came in the back door and she shooed the patient out the front door. Yeah,
there are
nasty.
No really sexy nymphomaniacs in my experience. They all look like a foot.
Really?
Yeah. It's sad. That's how I feel about it, too, because I'd watch Married with Children as a kid and like really hot, you know, by 80s standards, chicks would walk into the shoe store and they'd be like, I'm a nympho. Nymph, what's the word? And of course, Al would be like, nymphomaniac, you know, completing it for her.
For real.
Yeah. Completely C-teased because he was loyal to Peg. Those don't exist, though.
I'm sure they do. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about
them. I mean,
but I know she was like,
she kept saying,
I think I'm a nympho. Like, she just wanted to scrump all the time. But I mean, don't we all want to scrump all the time? So are we all nymphomaniacs?
I guess we have outside interests, though. Like, there are times where I'm like, I just want to read. Times where I'm like, I want to see
somebody
the new Breaking Bad.
Somebody else just said that the other day. And they were like, oh, I just love reading. And people ask me why I love to read. So why do you like to read or not like to read? And I was like, screw reading.
Is this a guy trying to lay you?
No.
Because he sounds like he's doing it in a really creepy way. Brother Arthur is less creepy.
He must have had some charisma.
I enjoy reading every so often because you can do it kind of anywhere. Unlike a video game or a movie, like you grab your Kindle or the book, you're eating while you're reading, you take it to the gym, you're dropping a deuce and you're still reading.
I don't. My parents do. My parents, you know, it's funny, both my parents are avid readers and I just don't like reading.
That's a weird way of pronouncing drug users.
That's avid readers. They did like to read. Oh my goodness. But
stealing rolling paper from sheets of the
so
Bible
how old,
is not reading.
How old do you think this woman is?
Okay, well, first of all, if I had to
that's the woman
describe her
that's
shape.
Delicious.
Trash bag. Very full trash bag. Pork fat with some chops in the mix.
And she's braless.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To those, hold.
Those are pointing in the direction of penguins, my friend. How old?
So this is the woman that I found that she was walking with the groceries, and then I offered to pick her up, and then I came back. And she needed to cash her husband's check at this sound and speaker place. And they cash checks. That sounds all real shady, you know. But I think he's some kind of veteran or something.
There's a lot of dimples on those arms. It looks like the surface of Jupiter with the eyes and those divots.
But well, who would you say she looks like?
Well, I mean, if Kathy Bates really let it all go.
Yeah.
Kind of in that vein.
Yeah.
White Precious.
She's not that big.
Is she?
She's not that big.
Agree to disagree.
Maybe if she had a support bra on.
She has the little squinchy eyes.
Yeah.
Like, because the face is so full.
So how old do you think she is? Because I said, hey, I just heard you mention your husband. How old is he? And I said,
I have to swipe screen to, okay, there it is. It's mm-hmm. back. Why can't you just have an iPhone like a good person?
I don't know.
So I know how to use
it. So I made this, I said, it looks like there's a lot of young
people. Oh, you
know
who she looks exactly like?
Who?
Meatloaf.
Kind of. A female Meatloaf with shorter hair. Well, he has short hair now, so.
No, she looks exactly like Meatloaf. I'm going to need this picture for the episode cover.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Meatloaf and George Steinbrenner.
Okay. Well, how old do you think she is?
God.
I'll tell you when this.
There's a lot of weight.
I did my good deed for the day. Her husband
40?
Is 73. I
40.
Think.
She looks 40.
Yeah.
What
she's,
is she?
I think she's 42.
Come on, Price is Right winner. Yeah. Price is Right winner.
Oh, man, you blew it up so big.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's too
you know,
big.
She also looks like the fat guy that tormented Pee-wee in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Like the guy who coveted and stole
I'm
his bike.
I'm not sure. I can't really remember. Seen it a long time ago, so.
It's a face that I didn't forget.
Yeah.
Not Big Top Pee-wee. That movie blew.
So, yeah, she's 42, and her husband is 73.
Well, you know, he's a man about town, so he's going to go a little younger.
But what made me feel bad
sexy,
is that...
Sexy, you know, Ferraris for this man,
I saw her, and I couldn't really tell her age. Like, I couldn't tell if she just, like, hard times, looked a little older, or what. So I said, hey, do you mind if I ask how old you are? Because I know a lot of young people that live in this development, which was... you know, complimenting that motel. But I actually did know some young people that had lived there once. And she said, oh,
yeah,
I'm
transients,
42.
Allison.
And then I was like devastated because I'm 41. So that means that I look
you got
like,
a whole lot of aging ahead of you.
I mean, is this
that,
gonna...
that year is one mother effer.
I mean, I should be most of the way there. Am I? I mean, this is not good.
Let's talk about silly things.
I mean... could we be sisters?
Let's talk happy stuff.
Oh, my goodness. 40 isn't kind to me, I guess. I mean, we think we look all right, but I mean, when she said 42, then I was just like devastated. I just did not. Anyhow, so I did come back and like around 4 o'clock and I went to pick her up and she said, my husband didn't think you were going to come and pick me up. And I said, well, I proved you wrong. If I said I'm going to come back, then I would come back. And I took her there, and then I took her to Family Dollar.
Is that the same way you say you're going to tweet the link to the show, and then you just never do it?
I do sometimes. I mean, I did. And I haven't really even been doing Twitter myself. Like,
really?
I should kind of beef it up.
Are you just burned out on all the men you got from it?
What? Where are they? Where are all the men?
I don't know your comings and goings outside of the show.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. No, it's like for Twitter, it's like a machine. Like you have to just be on it.
There
so
are people who literally.
I was pretty diligent about it for a couple of weeks. And then after that, it kind of.
They just cultivate a Twitter following by being active on Twitter. And
yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, like they just tweet.
Do
like
something
every,
outside of Twitter.
Like that's like the organ grinder there. I mean, you just have to crank them out.
Like Kevin Smith doesn't have followers because he does friggin' Follow Friday or whatever.
No, but he's
or
famous.
Or he's big into the hashtags.
Yeah, so we all decided.
But he's doing, everyone has some level of fame if they work at it, if you try something, I guess.
I guess, I mean, but I just, I'm not really motivated for Twitter fame.
Yeah, you're just burned out dodging peds.
I mean, that is something. I mean, to think that I had that, you know what I mean, that wherewithal as a four-year-old, just to think, no dice.
Oh, I'm sure one, I would have been on the barrel.
You are not getting me up in that loft, and two, I'm not going to the bathroom near this barrel.
I'm sure I would have pinched one on the barrel and been like, oh, no, where's the TP? And a voice out of nowhere, here you go. And there's just a hand. Thanks, Phantom Arm, that didn't watch me drop that.
He'll cradle your leavings. Me, no dice.
Now you made the show R-rated. Now we have to bleep.
Did they cradle leavings?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Come on, Howard Stern. Put some soap in that mouth.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, there you go. So, I think, yeah, he's in prison. He probably died there. So.
Yeah. You know what they do to short eyes in prison?
Yeah, there you go.
They get the mop sticks.
But that's terrible. That is really...
What, that a pedophile was killed in prison? You and I have different sensibilities, my friend.
No, that he was a pedophile and he was just, you know, allowed access to all these kids.
Well, yeah, no one's ever been like...
We should have had my mom on the show to tell the other, the adult side of the story. I only know it from the children's perspective, perspective.
She was detoxing from smack.
No, but she knows. I mean, she's sobered up. She's not sober. She's not drugs
but
now.
She would have just like read the article later. She couldn't have been like... Yeah, I remember, like, I would have sold young Allison's liver for a Nick bag. So when
but she wasn't. She was very protective of us. And a lot of times when my mom did have a lot of indiscretions and stuff, she would send us away. Or she would just leave me to myself and do it somewhere else.
Did she have a pair of welder's goggles?
I mean,
she would just smack on you and be
I
like,
I know she
cover
tried to kill herself a couple times and she sent us away.
Come on.
That's
really
true.
Go to the other room, kids. Turn on the radio real loud. You might hear a pop.
Oh, goodness.
What did she do?
I don't know what she did, but
she wasn't very good at it.
No, I think you just bummed and all that. Who knows? I mean, or she thought about it or she was feeling down. I don't really know what she actually did. I mean, if you had her on the phone, she'd tell you. I mean,
you want to call your mom? Is that what you're putting down?
I don't know.
Your mom.
No. Oh, we'll never. This show will never end. You think I'm a chatty person? Forget.
Oh, I imagine you plus age is just a wall of words.
I mean, she's pretty funny. But I mean, she could tell you, like, she knew Brother Arthur as a person. And my mom did straighten out while she was there. Like, you know, she fished and did a bunch of stuff or whatever. I don't know. Whatever they do out there in the country. It was a horrible drug rehab program. Like, they did a lot of belittling people, and it was really... My dad, that was the only time my dad, he said what they did as a punishment. You should have my mom talk about this on the show, because it actually...
I'd like to.
It's pretty entertaining.
If you volunteered anything before the show, maybe we could do this. Instead, you get over, you're just like, where's my free meal? Where's the bribe for me driving in to do the show?
But she says, like, they would...
And then halfway through our time on air, you're like, you know what would make a great episode? Probably not what we're talking about. How's that, Allison?
But they would have, like, group session. And in group session, it's like whoever had, like...
group chat. I was like, what?
Whoever had, like, the talking stick. Like, no one could speak while the one person was speaking. And then
talking stick.
That's what I'm using, but they didn't really have that. It's just when it was your turn, then you could just blast everyone.
The talking anaconda. If you could cradle the entire snake in your hand.
So when people would get up there, they would be like, I hate your dinner, mother effer this, blah, blah, blah. And they would just
sounds
break
like dinner
you.
In my house.
Yeah, but except only one person's talking. So Will could just scream in your mother's face with her.
That is what happens, to be honest.
Looks like she's in front of a wind machine. She's just holding on while her legs are flailing and flapping in the back, you know?
Here I thought it was just bullying, but it's talking stick possession.
But they would find out, like, whatever your weakness was or whatever your trouble was, like if you had a fear of something or whatever. So my dad was, like, not a singer, not a performer, whatever. He was always
the funny guy.
The
scarecrow? Who's running this camp?
Right. Anyhow, when they found out what it was, then they would do it to embarrass you. It was like to shame you out of your drug addiction.
Sounds like a radio show.
So my dad always talks about whenever I hear Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia, I always think of my dad because that was the song they made him sing.
Oh, and they would just like be like, oh, you're going to be famous.
No, you they'd be the like, boo, you suck. And he'd
well,
still...
no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Sarcastically.
Oh, yeah. And then he'd have to keep, Cecile.
Because the tears stream down his eyes and under his guitar.
You're breaking my heart.
Butcher it again, faster.
And that's how it was. Wow. My dad says it's awful. He doesn't know how they stayed open so long.
So you want to be a pediatric surgeon, kill another kid.
Like, oh, but then they had, like my mom said.
You think
says,
you're a baker? These cupcakes blow.
My mom said, you know, they, wow. I guess it was like a nonprofit and they would just, they
who
relied on
them?
Donations and whatever. And sometimes in the kitchen, you would get like.
Donations from a bunch of former Nazis.
But whoever.
Yeah, we had programs like this.
It's funny because they'd say it's your night to cook, so get in there and make some food. But sometimes they
inject the blue dye in their irises.
But it was like that one kidney bean that you talk about that you just slice into just paper thin slices, and they were like, make magic happen. And so like they would have like, you know, spaghetti with ketchup in it, or, you know, they just be like, what am I supposed to cook? Like,
yes,
there's hardly any
we
food.
We called that Jew's feast.
But then what happens when it was group, they all just berate your cooking and tell you how horrible and whatever. But they, you know, it's not like they had gourmet stuff to work with. I don't know. It's pretty funny.
So it's like orange is the new black with red.
Yeah, I mean, but at least, I mean, she had stuff to kind of work with. But yeah,
people were at least frightened enough to compliment Red.
Yeah, but if you didn't have the, you know, the talking stick or whatever, they didn't have a talking stick. It was just whenever it was your turn, everyone had out, be shut up. But then they would just use swear words or whatever. You could have my dad on the show, too. My dad's got about a billion stories. He could tell you how he avoided a pedophile, too.
Where were you living? In this hotbed of pedophilia.
In the pedophile zoo. Just my family was the animals. Who wants a carrot?
Who wants candy? That's what I'm picturing your childhood neighborhood. Just every 20 minutes, vans, free puppies painted on the side.
Yeah, I didn't fall.
Rides to Candyland.
Nope. Even if I went to somebody's house, I remember thinking, like, do I have an out? Like, I'm looking for an escape route. Like, I think I could jump this window or whatever, you know? It's crazy.
We're going out on that. How much I got. I'm going to compete with that. Besides, we got a, don't exactly have a lot of outline left. We do have to make a second episode.
Oh, my goodness. That's
good
too funny.
Good Lord.
But we should have my parents on. That would be very entertaining.
It would.
Both my parents are very funny. They are. They have a good sense of humor.
They would have to not kill themselves, given your childhood.
Yeah, but they put me through it.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, they were going through some stuff themselves, so, you know.
Oy. Well.
Oy, oy, oy.
Well, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. That lovely lady over
How
there.
How to avoid a pedophile. If you didn't learn anything, make sure you always have an out.
Don't poop on a barrel next to a window. I
you
think
know,
that's the lesson of the episode.
My mom will still not go to a restaurant and sit with... She can't... She has to face the door. Like, you're not getting... No, she's got to see who's coming and
my
going.
My old man had to have his back against a wall.
Yeah.
So no one could jump him.
Yeah, exactly. That's how my mom is,
rough.
Too. I don't really like to sit. I want to face out also, so...
Not me. I'm trusting. I'll sit in the floor in the middle of the restaurant.
That's
with
because
my belly
your mom
up,
is like
a
ninja, always protecting you. You know what I mean? You don't go out without your hand sanitizer, nunchucks, everything yeah. else. When we went to that concert.
I'm worried this episode just sounds like hell because you can't maintain a level. You alternate between and.
But when we went to that concert, your mom packed food,
yeah,
shelter,
I know.
Chairs,
I've
furniture.
I've lived with her.
I mean,
every,
we wanted for nothing.
Every trip down the street is a journey through the desert with Maria.
Someone was like, does anyone have needle nose pliers? We do. We don't know why, but we do.
They're there. Allison Frank, if you want to molest her through Twitter, at ALLIS0N.
That's
Frank.
Correct.
I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter. I'm very active on there. If you want to get a hold of me, Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there. Every Monday and every Thursday, you're getting a new hour-long episode of the show. And on the off days, I write, usually.
Yeah.
Sometimes I take off. Not
That's
made of stone,
cool.
people.
That's
it is
fine.
Cool. Thanks. Thanks for your permission.
You're welcome.
Until the next one, we're out of here.
Boom.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
As his backup singer. We both have mustaches.
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Let's check levels, check levels.
Actually, you know what? I think this is actually...
Let's turn off the Roderick.
No.
I need to get a better level read.
Why?
Baby face, poopy mustache. All right, these are my levels. They are good and pure as the heart of Christ.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Hmm.
Getting some readings right there. Look at that. Look at my levels. They're doing lovely things.
I can't
things.
See anything.
Really?
No, I can't. Because it's all you. It's all facing the other way.
That's how it works. It's all me. Just like it's always all the man. The woman's just along for the ride, Allison.
That isn't true because we hold the...
The baby inside?
We hold the sex card. You ain't scrumping without us. We hold that card.
You know what?
You were talking about getting
men
laid.
Men in prison have found a way around that one.
Right. Well, then...
Not a pretty solution, but let's not act like you got the trump of trumps.
But we do. I mean, if they came out of prison, who would
they would go yeah. back. I would. I don't know, actually. I think if they got horny, don't you think? Yeah. Once you've gone that way, you're kind of just like, ah.
No, I think you're just making do. That's like you.
I think you're making do, but it's like the same way if you were stuck in Vietnam and you don't like Vietnamese food, but you learn to eat it to survive, and then you come back to the States, you might be like, you know what?
No,
you're
not going to have turkey turds and rainwater just because you're like, hell yeah, McDonald's.
All right. Levels. And the final for your levels talk.
Hello. This is my level. This is my level.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Body wishes.